to Recommendation 1.1. Quote, recommend that access to comprehensive contraceptive information and services be provided equally to everyone voluntarily, free of discrimination, coercion or violence based on individual choice. Note reference, 15. End of quote. Forced or coerced sterilizations and IUD insertions have been reported from many parts of the world. Forced refers to sterilization or IUD insertion without a person's knowledge, while coerced includes situations when misinformation or intimidation is used to make a person accept the method of contraception, or when other benefits/services are made conditional on the acceptance of contraception. Note reference, 16. For example, studies from India have reported that medical termination of pregnancy in government health facilities is often conditional on acceptance of sterilization or IUD. Note reference, 17. In Uzbekistan, a 2010 report stated that some women were required to produce sterilization certificates in order to obtain employment. Note reference, 18. Women from low-income groups and marginalized communities such as the Roma, women with disabilities and women living with HIV are reported to be particularly vulnerable to the risk of coercive or forced sterilization. Note reference, 19. Coercion by healthcare workers to undergo sterilization has been documented in Chile, Dominican Republic, Mexico, Namibia and South Africa, and anecdotal evidence indicates that the practice may be common across the globe. Note reference, 20. Incentives and disincentives are a more indirect means of taking away choice from the hands of the client. Many countries have had a history of building in incentives and disincentives to ensure acceptance of contraception. This may take the form of cash or other benefits to clients for adopting the contraceptive method. Note reference, 21. Or denying them the benefit if they chose not to accept any method. There are also rewards offered to healthcare providers for achieving specific contraceptive targets or penalties imposed for non-achievement of specific targets. Not only are these clearly violations of clients' right to choose. In practice, the system of incentives and disincentives has been seen to deteriorate into coercive or unethical practices on the part of healthcare providers. Clients have accepted contraception not because they did not want to have a child just yet or wanted to stop childbearing, but because they were in financial distress. Note reference, 22. Sidebar. Checklist 1. Examine the contraceptive program guidelines, government orders and other official documents related to the program. Also draw on observations from the field. 1.1 Do any program guidelines and/or g.o.s/government documents state upfront that no person shall be forced against his/her will to accept any method of contraception that s/he does not wish to? 1.2 Is there a practice of offering any incentives, money or gifts to the client for adoption of contraception in general or a specific method of contraception at any time or under any circumstances, for example those with 3 children, in order to prevent higher order births? 1.3 Is there a practice of offering any rewards to service providers/their institutions for achieving a specified target in terms of numbers/proportions of contraceptive users? 1.4 In practice, do service providers/health facilities experience any disincentives or penalties for not achieving a specified number or proportion of acceptors of contraception? 1.5 In practice, is any service, for example medical termination of pregnancy or benefit subsidized food, employment, maternity benefits made conditional on acceptance of /being a user of contraception? 1.6 Does the contraceptive program have mechanisms in place, spot checks, feedback mechanisms to ensure protection from forced or coerced contraceptive for persons from marginalized groups, for example low-income, minority communities, PLHIV? End of sidebar. Page 21.